Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Today's Friday, finally, February 9th. Hi, Danny.
Hi, everyone.
Yes, so it is Friday. Danny said she can't believe it's Friday. I can because I want it to be weekend.
Why? What are you doing this weekend?
Not much, really, but I love weekends, so there you go. No, actually, I love Fridays more than I like the weekend.
Why? Because you know it's about to be the weekend?
Probably,
it's like the anticipation of
yeah,
it
all. You know, and it's still a weekday, so you're still with one foot in the week and one in the weekend, so it's not bad. And yeah, usually you make Fridays a little lighter. You suggested some mimosas.
I did.
It was kind of late. If you told me yesterday, I would have had time
honestly,
to get some champagne.
I woke up this morning and I was like in the mood to drink. So that's why I texted you at 7. I was like,
well,
hey.
Well, you should have stopped and got some.
Every Friday.
Yeah.
Let's get drunk.
That's true, right? Well, we can. I do have to work after that, but we can do it. I mean, I don't have to drink a lot.
No.
I mean, you know, for me, it takes a few drinks to really be...
It takes like two mimosas.
Yeah.
And I'm good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe next week we'll do that.
Yeah,
okay,
that'll
be fun. We'll have time to prepare.
Yeah.
And we'll have a... I'm sure Melissa would have liked some alcohol right now, but we do have a guest. Melissa is finally here. She was supposed to be here a couple of days ago, but she had to go to Europe on an emergency, so she came back, and she's going to be with us in just a moment. Danny, how's it going?
It's going pretty well.
I got to tell you, I was pretty shocked. Your thing came up on Instagram.
How did I know you were going to bring this up?
Because a lot of people are going to fucking bring it up. No, Danny?
Oh, man. I was like,
okay,
Sam is going to bring this up this morning.
Then I won't bring it up.
No, I don't give a shit. I posted it. I posted two risque, one video.
Very risque. I mean, your ass is all out there, you know, with all your tattoos and everything.
You know what? I do that every like couple of six, like every 6 months, I'll throw a video or
like a little bone to your followers.
Yeah. You know what? Because it's like I have 77% women follow me and no men. I got to get the men somehow. Right?
That's true, right?
It's like, how am I supposed to get the male followers? Men only follow women that are like naked.
Wow.
So true.
Yeah.
Is a man going to follow a fashion blogger? No.
No, probably not. But, you know, at the same time, you would think that some people would just be fans. But I guess you maybe like of the imagination of the women, you know, but I think it's a personality following, you know.
Yeah, it is, but I also want a male following.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying, but I think some males would just be in love with you as far as your personality, too, right?
Oh, thanks, Sam.
No, I mean,
so
they
do you
should,
think those
like
pictures are inappropriate?
Do.
It's too much.
What was a video, right?
It was a video and then a picture.
And then a picture.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you want to portray that kind of a...
image, right?
Image.
Yeah.
It was totally unlike you. That's why I brought it up. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, she said she's not into that stuff, but
not.
I don't know, because I'll tell you why. It kind of seems like you stoop low to get attention.
Yeah.
You know, you
no,
don't
and
need
most
that.
Of the comments are like that. They're like, you don't need to post that, blah blah blah.
Right?
And I know I don't
because
have
you've
to.
Already yeah because you've already proven yourself without it.
Right.
You know, successful without it. So, yeah, I would think twice.
But it's so crazy because if I upload a video of me just, like, talking, it'll get, like, maybe 10,000 views. But then if I upload a picture with my ass out, it's already, at, I think 55,000 views.
Oh, my God.
Views.
So, you see, you're, like, hooked on those views, man.
Well, I like to get
I know, but
views.
you can't compromise yourself for that, you know, just because you want to see a lot
of
views.
Okay, Dad.
No, okay, fuck it then. I didn't say anything. Put up whatever you want. What do I care, man?
No, you know what? It's so funny because people come out of the woodworks when you post stuff like that. Like people that have, I don't know how long they've been following me, but they just want to talk shit.
Really?
They like just come out just to talk shit.
Well, they're jealous maybe.
Yeah.
Envious, whatever.
It's whatever.
But yeah, the thing is that...
I mean, I won't post another video like that for like a while.
Oh, okay. So let them enjoy it, right?
Yeah, my ex-boyfriend actually called me and said, hey. And I said, what do you want? And he was like, I'm just going to give you some advice. And I was like, what? And he's like, you're not going to find your husband posting pictures like that. I'm like, oh, that's really sweet of you to be concerned. Seriously. Pukey.
Well, he's concerned maybe, you know. I don't know. It shows he cares if he contacted you about it.
No, I don't know if he, I don't know if he necessarily cares.
What did your sister say about it? Did she say anything?
My sister reps me just as hard as I rep her. Really? I think it's more weird when she uploads videos like that.
Oh, okay.
She never does, and she's a mom. So when she does it, I'm like, Gabby, this is very random. Me, it's like I do it every once in a while, so it's not like a shocker to her.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. And so she posts on Instagram a lot too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How come she hasn't called in yet? She should call
in. I told her she needs to fly in.
Yeah, but before that she can call. She doesn't have to come especially for the show or anything.
Yeah, I'll tell her to call in next week.
Yeah,
you hear that, Gabby? You're going to call in.
Yeah, there you go. We have a Facebook Live going on, folks. I don't know anything about it, but she's doing it behind my back. And but today I actually addressed you followers. And we'll see what happens.
Sam, it's Instagram Live.
So you want to tell me that they're sitting there for an hour and watching you?
Yeah, full hour.
Melissa, go ahead, say hi on her phone, too. So, Well, we might as well bring Melissa on because it's not like we're talking about anything specific today.
Right.
And we're introducing you folks to Melissa Hill. Welcome to the show, Melissa.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me here.
Of course. She doesn't always talk like that, folks. Don't let her fool you.
How do you know? Yes, I do.
Yeah, I don't know. You're in that kind of a mood, huh? She's making love to the fucking microphone, man.
No, sometimes when I'm going to say something inappropriate.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
That's so funny.
You preface it by that kind of a voice.
Well, I don't know. I'm just, Now I'm going, why do I do that? I don't know.
Okay, that's fine.
That's like part of a character maybe, right?
Yeah. If I was Beverly Center, I'd be Ivan Sandvic.
I have no idea who that is.
Who's that, Beverly? Who?
Beverly Center. Oh, Beverly, you didn't know, Center. The Hungarian girl that I had on the show when Howard was the co-host. You don't remember?
No, I don't.
I wasn't here that one time.
Beverly Center?
And she sat in for me.
That's kind of a cool name.
Yeah, that's the mall in Beverly Hills.
I don't have a sexy voice at all. Sometimes I wonder if I sound like a man. Do I sound like a man?
No, you don't sound like a man.
I have like an ugly voice.
But so Melissa Hill is a host here on LA Talk Radio. You can listen to her show, Melissa Hill Raw Talk, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific. And
Or specific.
Melissa, what's your show about? Is it just about as crazy as this one? But no, you guys have topics. You have things you talk about.
Well, for the older people, I used to refer to it as the Seinfeld of radio. Okay. Or I'm sorry, the alleged, air quotes, Seinfeld of radio, because I don't want to get sued or anything, because it's not really about anything specific.
Okay, so it's a show about nothing, like they
and everything.
No, that's what they call Seinfeld.
Yeah, nothing and everything. So, as a matter of fact, Kramer collected the Michael Douglas chairs, right?
No, I don't know what that is.
Kramer on Seinfeld. Yeah.
He picked up what?
Never mind, joke lost.
Yeah. You totally fucked up the joke, Melissa.
Doesn't matter. We're over next anyway.
That's cool. So you have co-hosts and stuff. It's pretty cool. What are I know you were like pretty active too, and I want to get started by helping you get your story out there, because you're you're always active for something. You're always fighting for something, defending someone, whatever. What are you up to these days, Melissa?
Oh, you mean activist?
Activist.
Mm-hmm, that's the right word, Sam.
Let's see. Right now I'm activisting.
Yeah.
Against cyberbullies, which I know it sounds like such a general topic, sort of. Yeah. Non-specific.
No, but it's cool. I mean, you get cyber bullies, right?
All the time.
Because she's got a big following, so you're always going to find some trolls and assholes.
I blocked maybe 200 people yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's like nonstop for like 2 hours. Yeah. It was like blocked.
You see, she's
blocked.
Like a billionaire as far as followers go.
No,
I mean,
I'm
she
not.
Talks to me about 10, 50,000 followers. I'm like, give me 50, I'll be happy.
See, that's why I don't have any, because I don't post naked photos.
Yeah. I don't really post naked photos all the time. Every once in a while, it's like every like 3-4 months, I'll post a.
I'll do a body pic. Sometimes when I have a tan, I'll do a blurry or I'll do a flashback photo, but never nothing.
Well, I mean, I'm not naked in mine. I have underwear on.
Oh, no, but you were talking. I'm relating to the fact that I don't have many followers because I don't post naked. Because I'm not one of those girls, not one of the porn chicks that like just gives it away all the time.
Right, but how do you explain the female followers that she has then? It has to be about a personality, about.
No, it's about envy and wanting to look like her.
But if it was envy, would they follow her then?
Well, maybe not envy, but like appreciation.
Yeah, yeah.
Envy is kind of a bad word. But yeah, if like if I were to follow, if I saw you and I was like, oh, I'm gonna follow this chick because I want to see how it is that she. Yeah. Looks like this. How is it that she does this? How yeah. you know?
And she right. does her shows with her sister on YouTube and stuff, so
oh, you
people
do?
Know her. Yeah.
Oh.
yeah, and she's been on reality shows. Yeah, so she's a star.
So a lot of it is like half people that I don't know find my page, and then I'd say half would be the rest that have watched me on TV. I would
right,
assume.
Right.
What reality?
And the rest
show?
Are people that masturbate to her pictures. You know?
No, it's only like
hey,
20%.
This is a morning show. We don't speak like that.
Oh, me and Sam do every
no,
morning.
No, we're using good language here, though.
Yeah, the other day when I called in, I was shocked that I said the word that I said because uh-huh. I had just woken up and I was like I don't
what
know.
Word
like,
did you say? Sorry,
the P word.
Oh, pussy.
Pussy.
Yeah,
perhaps.
Me and they were like pussy.
Yeah, because penis would have been too nice, right?
It's too clinical.
Insert I think I'd rather say vagina than pussy. Probably.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay, yeah. that's what we'll call it.
Yeah.
Although it's a funny word.
And I think I'd rather say dick than penis.
Yeah. Mm, okay.
Depends. Yeah. Depends. Yeah. It's sort of like. That jerk, you know.
I feel like penis. It sounds more like if you're going to the doctor's office.
That's true. Yeah, but so is vagina.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
Pussy is like I almost feel like degrading. Mm. I would say pussy if it was like it was like if I was
coochie,
talking to like my boyfriend
or something. You know,
no, coochie's lame.
Yeah, even talking to the boyfriend thing it took me a while to even do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would try to refer to it in any other right? way, like her down there or yeah. you know, but never the P
it
word.
Depends on my comfort level. Like if I'm right. comfortable with you, I'm like. Yeah. But say if I'm not, then I'm like, yeah, maybe.
Well, it sounds yeah. too porny. Like, I can't even. You know the noun. Sound.
Okay.
Like, I just. But, I thought I could, but I can't.
But in pornography, they refer to cock all the time. They don't say
I
dick
hate,
or.
I can't.
But
I hate
in porn,
that.
That's what they say. I mean,
I hate it.
I see
so
all these
much.
Porn girls coming through here. That's what they call it.
It's so it's like not,
because it's a dirty word.
It's,
that's why,
it's
right?
Ugly.
You don't like it.
But you're cock in my pussy,
yeah. right?
Yeah,
yeah. That's what you hear all the time. But so, Melissa, cyberbullies. Let's talk a little bit about that. So, you're an actual activist for it. What exactly do you do? Are you getting awareness out there?
Well, yes. I mean, you're probably aware of. You know, a couple months ago.
August Ames.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she's not the only one. You know, she was a young woman that took her own life because she was cyberbullied. And
she's an adult film star, right?
Yes.
Okay. What was her name?
August Ames. Mm-hmm.
August Ames, okay.
I used to watch her all the time.
Because there's a couple
too.
That died that way, right? A few months ago, there was another one.
No, I think that was the only one a few months ago, right?
No, then there was one recently.
Well.
Like 2 weeks ago. Whoa, what happened?
I just cut out. Okay. She was cyber bullied and she took her own life. And yes, there were a series of young women, other deaths, not all because of cyber bullying.
Right.
So,
gotcha.
You know, some were, one was sick. Some haven't been determined yet.
All right. So you're talking about that was cyber bullied. What was it about? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Yes, she had put out
Wow, what's going on with your mic?
She put out like a tweet about how she wouldn't do a video with a guy that did gay porn, correct?
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Okay, I can hear it. So, yeah, she had put out a tweet. Having a microphone problem.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll fix it in just a second. Go ahead, keep going.
So she had put out a tweet that. Basically was saying that to the woman that was replacing her the next day that the male talent that she was going to be working with had previously done gay porn, and it had nothing to do with it wasn't the fact that he was you know bisexual or anything. That wasn't the issue. The issue was the fact that there's different testing. The different genres in the adult industry don't all test the same.
Oh, okay.
And that information had just been coming out. And, but, of course, the, you know, group of people came in and turned her message to mean something else. And so then she ended up being cyberbullied for people were accusing her of being homophobic, and it was just really terrible. And I was I was actually in the conversation. Well, I got on board the conversation on Tuesday, right before my show. So that Tuesday morning, and then I was tweeting and defending and all that stuff until afternoon. Took a nap, came to do my show here, and then went back home, and it was still going. And then I continued into the next morning, and because then the fires happened down the street, right? Like it's 4, 5, or 6 a.m. in the morning, I'm watching the news, and fires start. So I stopped tweeting, and I'm watching the news about the fires. Did that for a couple hours. It got back onto the Twitter, on Twitter, and put out some more tweets defending her, tweeting directly to her, saying that at that time I was an officer of the Adult Performer Actors Guild, and I said, we at the Guild support your right to choose who you want to work with, your body, your choice, or your body, your rules. And the phone was still... gets me really, really emotional.
Stop banging on the microphone.
I'm not
You're eating the microphone. Okay. I don't know what's going on there.
So, so the last tweet I sent out was at 11:36 a.m., 11:34 a.m., and at 11:46 a.m., an email comes in saying that she had taken her own life.
Wow. An email from whom? Like news?
Yeah, from an adult industry news source.
Wow.
Yeah, so this was on December 5th, and and then I put out a video right at that moment just expressing my emotion and my anger and towards the industry and to the cyber bullies. And from that moment, here we go, better microphone. And from that moment on, it just sort of became, automatic. And I was also simultaneous at that time also being bullied by members of my own organization that I was working with. And
really? So you were victim of this shit too?
Right. Within the same week that this happened with August. So it sort of, she reminded in a way because I felt like I could have been her. She was 23 years old.
Wow. Yeah, but I guess it's really, really awful what happened. But at the same time, I feel like for her to take her own life for cyberbullying means there's deeper issues there.
Oh, right. Yes. And she had also mentioned that. She told people that she was depressed.
Yeah.
And people knew she had bipolar. And
that'll
so,
do it to you, yeah.
Right.
They
so
just pushed
yeah,
her over the
yeah.
Bed,
so
right?
That's the thing. People weren't, she was begging them to please stop because she was depressed.
Yeah, but the thing about cyberbullying, which is never going to change, is the more you ask them to stop, the harder they go.
Right.
It's like they thrill off the fact that you are pleading for them to stop.
Well, and one guy said, either apologize or take a cyanide pill. Either way, we'll take it.
Wow. You see, so people are
shit.
Fucked up.
Right, and it was from with most of the bullying came from within the industry.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, that's crazy to me because if I was a porn star, I would choose not to sleep with someone who did gay porn as well. And I would stick by that. Like, no, there's not a dollar that you could pay me for me to sleep with someone who's
and
also having
sex. And you see, the thing
is,
you have to have very thick skin when you're in that industry because there's so much criticism.
Everybody says that, but you have to remember, she was 23 years old, and... and this is actually another reason why I feel like the industry should raise the minimum age to 21 because she came into the industry around 19, I think.
Wow, they're too young for that. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And so, in the age of social media, and we didn't have cell phones and stuff, like you didn't have instant, during my career, like you had to buy a magazine to read stuff about people.
Right.
You know, you didn't, and I had a pager. you turn it upside down as a code, call me or something.
Right.
But, and so I realized that in this day and age of the current technology, a lot of the younger adults don't know how to handle emotions.
But I think also when you're picking a career, you need to know yourself and know, like, where you stand. Like, when I first did my first TV show ever, when the comments started coming in, like, go kill yourself, I hope your family dies. Mm. For, like, the first, like, 2 weeks, I was like, holy shit, I can't handle this. And right. then I got into the mentality that this is sick fucks sitting at home.
Right.
I'm never going to see them. They're never going to affect my life. And you just got to kind of coach yourself that these people don't know you. Right. They don't know any. They're literally basing your life off a percentage of what someone else is editing you to be.
Right.
Right. But yeah, remember, the general.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have to get into the mentality. Like, I know I have tough skin. Like, someone can go tell me to kill myself and I'll be like, ha, right, bucko.
But again, have like I Friday. Said, these are people from within the industry.
Yeah, but same with me. There's
so
people
she cared
too.
About what
so
they
she
say.
Did care. Yeah, because one of the, I don't want to say the main culprit, but one of the women that was most noticeable was someone she idolized, and her name Jessica Drake, and she
that sounds familiar. I probably watched her in something,
right? And she and Jessica is a you
she's
know she
also
she
an
fights
activist,
for,
right?
Exactly, she is. But that's the thing: if you be an activist, but also be caring, don't be, if you're being an activist or you're fighting for the rights of this other side, don't.
She's an activist for gays, I'm assuming.
Yes, okay. You're gay rights and stuff. Right. So, but there's also she was older. August was younger. Yeah. There's a lot of other underlying inter-industry issues.
Right.
And
that's the thing. I think it's a bigger picture. I mean, it breaks my heart that someone so young would lose their life like this. You have to remember to make. Some decisions you make in your life, you can't take back. Right?
Death is very permanent.
Right.
Well, but
say
that's
it's
not a,
a
decision, really. I'm trying to
a,
talk
a permanent
about...
solution to a temporary problem.
Right. But I'm talking about entering into the adult industry. I think that's a big decision. It's a one-way door. Once it's out there, you can't go back.
Yeah.
Well, but that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with cyberbullying. There's 12-year-olds that take their own life.
But what I'm saying is that it put her in the public eye... Mm-hmm. In an industry where people don't really respect the actors and actresses as much.
But again, like I said, these were colleagues.
Right.
These were women and men within her own industry, people that she knew that were doing this.
Right. So then everyone
they should take some kind of responsibility.
Yeah,
right?
I think so too. And not only that, if you guys have a guild or somebody that's watching over your community, mm-hmm. then someone needs to step up and say, we're not going to allow this behavior.
That person was me. But the...
You're going to get fired. There goes your that
was the problem. So one of the other officers of the guild is a cyberbully. So when this happened...
How are you a cyberbully in our panel?
Right.
That's so crazy.
You're right? Yeah. So I'd been working alongside this woman for a year and a half, and I'd been seeing it. It had been an issue I'd only knew her for a year and a half. So the past year, I was like taking issue with it and kept bringing it up and within the other officers. Nobody wanted to deal with it because she's a hard worker. So they just rather just like, let's just ignore her. Let's just ignore it because we know she'll do all the work for us. Mm. So when August took her life, I reached out to the other officers and I requested that an apology be issued by the cyberbully officer, not about August specifically, but about her history of it in general, and or refrain from commenting on the issue.
Well, I mean, I feel like anyone that's in a panel or on some type of board, like to say like a committee, mm-hmm. like I feel like it's your duty to be professional and keep, I don't know how to say this without sound like, so it makes sense, like almost keeping it professional and keeping your personal opinion out of it. But if you do have such a deep personal opinion that you can't keep out of it, you should remove yourself from being on a committee, because when you're an officer of some type of whatever, like for instance, like on our reunions, we'll have a TV host, and that mm-hmm. TV host can't she can't get personal with anyone on the cast because then she's crossing lines.
Right.
Like, you can't, you're now you're not doing your job.
Right.
Because you're not separating your conflict personal bullshit from the job. Yeah.
Right. You were the first time I had noticed that this person was a bully. She had gone after someone for allegedly being racist, and it was hardcore. And the president of our guild is Shawn Michaels. He's black. And I had a conversation with him and I said, look, it's not our job to comment on these people's personal life, even if she is racist, which I don't believe she is. It's not our business. Our business is protecting performers and representing the performers as a performer.
I don't know. That's a little touchy of a subject.
Oh no. He agreed with me though. But he's like, you're right, because if she's a member of our guild. Were we going to kick her out? Because, I mean,
I don't think anyone who's racist should be a member of your guild.
No, I meant a member, not an officer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's from the talent pool.
So she's talent.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can't fire someone.
No, not fire. Yeah. No. Our officer was commenting on a person performer.
Gotcha.
For being right. And I said, you can't be, as an officer, you can't go be attacking people that are from our talent, our membership base. But then again, you look at politicians on Twitter and they're worse than we are.
I don't look at politicians on Twitter. Snooze fest.
Yeah, but at any rate, Melissa, I want us to wrap up this topic real quick so we can go to something lighter, because it's bringing me down, this whole talk about death and bullying and all this shit.
God, it's Friday.
So let me ask you this. So what are you doing currently to alleviate this problem? I mean, what's your role in this now?
Well, I founded a support group. It's called the Adult Industry Support Group, AISG.
Uh-huh.
And I founded that in September 2016. So actually, I've been trying to get the word out even more, which is weird because the industry will not promote it.
Really?
Yeah, people... I know. Wow. Very strange, because all the performers are screaming for help.
Right.
And the trade organization, the Free Speech Coalition, they know of the existence of the support group. There's a talent committee. They know of it.
Right.
But yet all these articles come out. Rolling Stone, there's not one single mention of the support group. Because
right, but why do you need the mention of the support group? It should be something confidential anyway.
Well, right? Well, no, I mean, but people have to know it exists.
Yeah, but to get word through the industry would probably be a few days everybody would know.
A few days? I've been doing it since 2016.
No, I know.
And people are still...
But how is it that they don't... people don't hear about it? I mean, because people in the industry would know right away... That, there's the support group if you need some help, if they see somebody in trouble. So, a place for them to call something,
That's a good question. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. So fuck the industry media. Try to do it in other ways,
Right, let them know. I mean,
put a number out there, let them know.
I do.
I have a website?
No, not yet. I'm working on that. But I have a phone number, and the phone number is 818-275-8598. And people can text their, questions there. And first, I just have to, I verify that they're a member of the adult industry.
Right.
And then once, I have a conversation with them on the phone, then I'll give them the location of where the meetings are.
Mm-hmm.
Because we keep that confidential so that people
can...
Melissa's a person that cares,
I
mean, she's like, she always wants to do things and stuff, which is awesome. What about doing things for Melissa, though? Do you take care of yourself, too?
Of your own
happiness?
I do. I have my show. I have
That's
Raw
true.
Talk. I love Raw
yeah,
Talk.
Yeah, that can be the only thing making you happy, girl.
As a matter of fact, on Tuesday, I have Mason Reese coming in to co-host with me.
Yeah, that's cool.
And we're going to be interviewing a band from Florida called Pride Tribe.
Yeah?
Yeah. They kind of sound a little bit like Heart.
Oh.
You're like, who?
Yeah. That's exactly. I was like, who's
Heart?
Yeah, right.
Not in my generation, maybe, or not my genre of music.
It's classic rock.
So
I'm really looking forward to Tuesday's show.
Now, people might wonder why you were involved in an adult industry support group and the anti-bullying and all that. Do you want to discuss yourself at all? I mean, how did you end up?
Well, I was in the 90s, in 1994, I became an adult movie actress.
How old were you at the time?
No, I was older than 21.
Well, no, I mean, people are, okay, cool. No, that's just what I meant. It's just because you
said. So what made you decide
you
to do that?
Should not do that.
What made me decide to do that? Well, a couple things. My parents were really strict, and so I wasn't really allowed freedom to try new things. And so when I turned 21, I was like,
Yeah, you became rebellious, or maybe you were already
were they
rebellious?
Religious?
No, just really strict. Just really strict.
Yeah.
I wanted to. I was a dancer. I was a ballet dancer. So I wanted to go to. I wanted to send myself to college,
right,
to get my fine arts degree and become a choreographer. But I didn't want to rely on my parents because fuck them.
So you don't have a relationship with them now?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That's really sad.
All this time you haven't?
No.
Is it because you joined the adult industry? They cut you off?
No. I was gonna say, people always think that. No, my mom, her name is Jana. And she's just a really cold person. She and my two sisters followed suit, Jennifer and Sarah.
Really?
So you don't have a relationship with your sisters either?
Nope.
Wow. Oh. So no, and this had nothing to do with you getting into the industry?
No. As a matter of fact, during the whole bullying thing, my sister was also bullying me. She's 16 years younger than me, and she kept calling me a psycho. She's like, you're a psycho. You should go into the, you know, mental institute.
Right.
So that's how my sister talks to me.
And how well does she know you, really,
yeah,
right?
Like really.
Really, yeah,
so
exactly.
So, like, during holidays and stuff, there's, like, no...
Nothing.
Oh, my God.
I'm by myself.
That's really sad.
But you made the decision. Did you think a lot about it?
About to disown my family?
To
get into the adult industry.
Get into the industry.
Well, let's see. At the time, the gentleman who ended up becoming my manager, I went into interview with him, and he was trying to talk me out of it.
Really?
And which I think that's a good thing. Try to talk the girls out of it, and if they're still persistent, then okay, you know, give them all the warning signs of all the worst things that could happen. At that time, though, he was saying that the median age of a viewer was men in their mid-40s. And I was like, all right, I don't know any of those. So my dad was around that age, but he was busy with my two younger sisters, so I was cool.
Yeah.
That's all I, you know.
Really? And you didn't think of the consequences? There was no internet.
No, I didn't think of the
there
consequences.
There was no internet. It was just video at the time, right?
Oh, no, there is internet.
It just
started.
They
just started with, like, AOL. Like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
AIM, ASL, AIDS, sex, location.
Remember that? Oh, yeah.
They had, like, the sex chats.
Yeah.
They're like AIDS, sex, location. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Right. I never did those. I didn't start doing chat until MySpace.
Really?
Oh, MySpace! Yeah. MySpace was the shit.
I loved MySpace. I worked so hard on my MySpace page,
and then it went in flames.
Yeah.
Facebook just came in and fucked that shit up.
Right. I had the page all designed. It was all gothic. When I went to my Facebook, my MySpace page, it played music automatically, and I would just sit there and just like jam out to the music.
Right.
I loved it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. So tell me something. So you decided to get into the industry. What was it like? I mean, was it easy for you? You'd never done it before. What's it like? You go on there the first time, you expect it to take
money was better back then too, right? I feel like people don't get paid shit now.
But the first time my girlfriend was the one who wanted to become the actress. So I would take her to her shoots.
Okay.
So that was how I got became exposed to it.
Right.
And I would just sit there and read magazines or whatever because there was nothing that she was doing that I hadn't seen her do already.
Right.
Because
right.
she was just that type of girl.
Right.
But she was fun. She liked to hang out with bands and stuff. I was the driver and the, you know, bottle holder, but for her beer.
Right.
And anyway, so then
I'd be like, bitch, hold your own beer. Yes.
That was me.
Yeah. I'll drive your ass, but you holding your own beer.
I was the girl that people would say, how can I meet your friend?
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's fucked up. My God.
No, but let me ask you this. So you sat there and you felt that, hey, maybe I can do this too and make good money? Or was it really the money in the beginning? Or how was it? I mean,
it was a combination.
Were you like also free with your sexuality before?
No, it was a combination of flexible schedule.
Right.
You know, I could go. I was just discovering going out. I was a late bloomer, so I was going out at night and everything. So it gave me the ability to sleep in, you know, pick what days I wanted to work. And I thought, I mean, I started off, I had a regular job at the time, but then I found out the consequences, yeah. which was the crappiest little loop that you could do is going to show up in the, what I call the penny arcade.
Uh-huh.
If in San Francisco, you know, you put the money in and the thing comes on and you watch it. And I was just
right.
like, I have no idea what you two are talking about.
They used
about.
To have like sex shops
oh,
where
okay.
in the front you go and you get your movies or magazines.
Okay, yeah. Those are illegal now,
back,
I think, right?
Then illegal? You go in the back. Ooh, okay. No, but you go in the back and they have those what?
They have people in it, right?
Yeah,
and you can like dance for them or something in it.
Oh, well, that's something different,
but there's
similar
glass
idea.
Between you.
Yeah.
Right.
But he can watch you.
Yeah.
Or she can watch you.
And a very sticky floor.
Right. Ew. Disgusting. Right.
So is popcorn putter. That's what I always told him. Yeah. Popcorn putter. But anyway, so I was in a steel drum band at the time, and members from the band lived. You know, we lived all over the Bay Area, and. And there was a couple that lived in San Francisco, and they come to steel band practice one night, and they're like, guess who we saw in the video store having sex? And yeah,
Oh my God.
So people were like, I thought she was a virgin, swear to God. I thought she was a virgin. And someone else was like, she wouldn't even kiss me when we went out on our date. And so it was, I wanted to explore my sexuality and say, look, hey, this is my job. You know, you can't judge. I didn't think that could be judged for it.
Right, but people judge everybody for everything.
Right,
like it's crazy. Yeah. Do you think it was also like maybe a confidence level thing? Like you had no confidence, and you thought maybe if I do porn, I get men's attention, it'll make me feel better about myself.
Well, no, I mean I didn't think that going in, but looking back, it was I came from like I said, a very unloving family.
Do you think that happens to a lot of people that get into the porn industry? Like a lot of like, I don't like to say it, but quote unquote daddy issues maybe?
Yes. And at the time I would deny it. And one time I was listening to Love Lines one night, Adam Carolla says, he makes a comment. He says, you know, when you have a son, you know, you can say anything to your son and it rolls off their back, you know, like water off of a duck's back.
Right.
You reprimand your daughter the wrong way. She's growing up to be a porn star. And I was like, no, we're not. And yeah, we are.
Yeah.
That's when I realized that I was already retired. And I was like, wow, they were right. But
Melissa, if you had to go back and do it over, would you? Or would you do things differently?
In this current industry?
In this industry. In other words, when you were 21, before you decided I'm going to do it, if you said, you know what, I'm not going to do it.
I would have done it differently. I mean,
your life would have been different, but would you still be in the adult industry?
Probably, because I really wanted to be a dancer. I wanted to be one of the strippers, you know, the burlesque dancers.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think I would have. I remember
but that's not really like pornography, though.
No, but still, it was still like a sexual type thing. In second grade, we had to write a paper on our dream job. I wanted to be a Las Vegas showgirl.
Wow. Oh, okay. So this is just something
so
that you always...
Yeah. You still would.
Yeah, so I think I probably still would have ended up in or around the industry in a way. But if I had to go back and do it different, you know, I would have done it differently so that I would have gone on to become an actual dancer, which is what I wanted to be in the first place.
Right. Now, so your stuff is obviously out there now with the internet and everything, right? All your work that you've done, is it out there?
Well, luckily for me, a lot of my stuff was pre-Pornhub. So,
right. But don't they still digitize that shit?
Hashtag love it.
Don't they still digitize that? All those movies from back then?
There's some, like, really outdated shit on Pornhub. Like, some of the movies, I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Well, it looks like it was filmed in 1976.
Well, most of my stuff would probably be seen on Vivid Classic.
Okay. So, yeah. But
I've never even heard of that.
When you Google yourself, can you find anything?
Well, people do.
Yeah.
Is your real name the same as your stage name, or you had something else?
No,
because I know a lot of people switch it up.
My name is Lori.
Okay, but
there we go. Boom.
But Lori's like so like.
So I'm actually going to change my name legally though
to Lori.
Yeah, you should.
No, my name is Lori, but
her
stage name is Melissa Hill.
Oh,
right. Now that was the last piece of information about me that people could just say.
Exactly.
I know. Your name. Now everybody knows my name. What's up?
We don't know your last name. So
it's not like you've kept it secret all this time.
Well, actually, I tried to.
I feel like if I was a porn star, my name would be Phoenix.
Phoenix
Rising.
Yeah.
Well, don't even start thinking about a porn star.
No,
name,
I
okay?
obviously not.
You don't want to get into
I thought it was supposed to be like the street you grew up on and your dog or something.
No, yeah. My dog's name is Bruno. So.
No, you didn't have father issues, did you?
No, my dad is like
so
my best
probably,
friend.
Yeah, so you probably will never do this.
No.
See,
no,
yeah,
no.
Your dad's your best friend. You grew up with the confidence already.
Yeah.
Hence your. Your very successful social media career,
right.
Whereas myself and others like me, if you know, the first time you get criticized for something, you know, you're like, I don't want anybody to see what I look
see,
like
the
now.
See, the difference is when I got criticized, the first person I would go to is probably my dad. You know,
wow, that's
so
cool.
That's like, yeah. So, that's I mean, I'm cool. I'm not as close with my mom. I don't like if I were to call one parent first, it would definitely be my dad for
wow.
sure. Yeah.
How cool.
But and when it comes to sex, I'll call my mom first. Like, hey, mom.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I've sort of become, in a way, this isn't betraying anyone's confidentiality, but through the online version of the support group, I have young men and young women in the industry who ask me questions, you know, like dating questions and
right.
stuff. Yeah. So
how, are you dating? Are you
no.
like, no?
No,
do
and
you
I
want
don't
to?
Have any kids. I would love to. I would love to be loved.
Yeah.
I've been single my entire life, so.
You've like, really? What's mm-hmm. your longest relationship you've ever been in?
Like 2 years.
Okay.
That's decent.
Yeah, that's decent. Yeah.
It's like you have to... Well, maybe you have all these guards up from growing up like this that people can't get through to you
right.
to find
and
out
you,
the real
right.
the real Lori.
Yeah, do you Lori? Do you find it? Do you think it's sometimes difficult to date once men find out what you have done in the past?
That would be more of an issue that the men have, I find out.
That's what I mean. Like, do you think it's an issue for them?
No. Well, the male performers.
Oh, okay. They have
an issue. Yeah. The issue that I feel that I think the females deal with is they already know who you are.
Right.
And that's why they want to date you. Oh. Or.
But because do you think it's like the sex aspect? Like, oh, I'm going to date and
right.
fuck this porn star.
Yeah.
It's like not really respectful. I'm like, go fuck yourself. Literally,
right.
Go, and like, use your hand and go fuck yourself.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Last night. That's funny. I spent all day, not all day yesterday, but like an hour yesterday, just like, you know, playing marionette with some young guy who was being a dick.
What's marionette?
Is it puppet master?
Those puppets.
I was like, dance for me, little boy.
Yeah, right.
Was he dancing for you?
No.
That's literally, right?
He was like, myself and a couple of other women, this guy was being a douchebag
right.
to women online, and right. so the three of us were just playing around with him. He was amusing us like a court jester.
Yeah. Okay.
But What was I?
Did you bust his balls too? Big time.
Yeah, ball yeah. busting. Yeah. yeah. So
good, good.
I'm so immature.
It's funny because he's a wrestling content guy. Ray Dreamland, and he treats the women like crap. So
really?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, there's someone who probably had, like, mommy issues or something, you know?
Probably.
Yes.
I mean, the thing is, I can't imagine someone that comes from a together family where they're loved and everybody shares, that would suddenly go off and do porn, you know?
Well, that's not necessarily true. There's a lot of extremely intelligent women. I'm going to run down the line.
Right. I'm talking more about love from right. family.
Right. Well, there's women like you that are very come in already extremely confident and have a business plan on right. what they want to do.
I don't think confidence / family are two of the same thing, because I consider myself like your life could also be like fucked up back home. Because don't you think every like a really their parents like they wouldn't.
Yeah,
be doing that.
Do
my family would not.
Right. Yeah, I did a show once. Yeah. And on parenting from within the industry.
Right.
And I made a comment and I said. Yeah, so, you know, learn how to talk to your kids about, you know, whatever it was, or else they're going to grow up to be porn stars. And I got shit for that.
Wow.
And I was like, just kidding.
Yeah. No, but it's true.
Right.
You have to have
yeah,
some type
true.
Of relationship with your kids so they don't. I don't say that every kid rebels into the sense they're going to become a porn star, but they can right. rebel in different ways. Like, I grew up in an all-white town, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of rich white kids there, and even though they were spoiled with money and stuff, they had no relationship with their parents, and they were doing right. coke at like 15.
Right.
Oh, right.
It's
yeah.
always going to happen, you know? I mean, right. because when you have family around you, you don't really have that freedom of movement mm-hmm. to do shit.
Yeah, my parents were like on me, like, what's up? It's
yeah,
right know? When I got my license, you had to be home by like midnight, I think, is like
right.
the rule for like
right.
new drivers. And my parents would be like at the door, like, it's 12:01, bitch. You ain't driving for 3 weeks.
Right.
Like, literally.
Well, there are some people in the industry whose families know about their career. There
right.
was
and some that the families don't.
Right. My family.
How does your family not know, though?
No,
my family didn't know.
That's what I'm saying. When you're not close with them, they don't know what you
but
do.
But even if you're not close to them, you would think that they would be curious in what the hell you're doing.
No, but
no?
you can hide it, just like drugs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was...
especially if you have a different name.
Yeah.
Well, and I had two younger sisters that they were very busy with. One was 8 years younger than me, and the other one 16 years younger than me. So they were
So you like have no relationship with either one of them? Like, you don't get...
Well, at the time, I did. I was still I was close to my family at the
right.
time. They didn't know anything about what I was doing. They were just happy that I had a boyfriend. So my dad was all about, you know, having a boyfriend, and because
right.
then they felt like I was taken care of.
Oh my god, my dad says that all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
He's like, you just need a man so I know that you're taken care of.
So go to college to get your MRS degree. Your Mrs. degree.
he's not that intense.
Oh,
but yeah,
well.
He says that too. Like, a guy would take care of you. I'm like, I could take care of myself.
Right. My mom is the same way. So
So as you can see, folks, Melissa is, there's nothing wrong with her. She's normal, maybe a little fucked up, but she's normal overall. I'm just kidding, Melissa.
I'm fucked up too.
Well, you know, that's how
come, we all are fucked up.
That's
really.
How come I knew that we needed a support group, because I'm
right.
like, look, I need support, and so there's no group, so I'll create it.
That's how usually
so
it happens, you
we
know?
Can all support each other, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Melissa, tell people how they can find you on social media, how they can contact you, listen to your show. Go ahead.
Well, you can listen to my show live on Tuesday nights at this station, LA Talk Radio, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's called Raw Talk on Tuesday nights. And I have on Twitter, I am @Melissa_Hill XXX. I'm also Mel_Hill_Raw Talk.
Okay.
On Twitter, and
that's a lot of Twitter accounts I can keep up.
Oh girl, you have no idea. I have like four that I do on a daily basis.
Really?
Yeah,
maybe if you just Google them. Melissa Hill, they'll find it.
Well,
right?
No,
no,
because you'll find it. You'll
a
find
lot of Melissa Hill.
You'll find
there.
An Irish author.
Okay. What about Melissa Hill XXX? They'll probably bring you up, you know?
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, probably. I can check it out.
It's
Google,
so funny because anyway. Sam was like, why do you have XX in your Instagram name? I'm like, it's Hugs and Kisses,
right.
Danielle.
No, I know that's what it means. I know that's what it means, but she's got two X's there.
Right.
You know? It
followed by an O, though. It's no. XXO, Danielle.
There's oh, that looks like ooh to me. XXO. But no, there's a Melissa Hill XX on Twitter, and I'm all, bitch, you got my name. You better like take those X's away. Wow. Because her name will come up first before mine does.
Right. Is she a porn star too?
Mm-mm.
No.
No. But for if anyone's interested in the support group, there's a Twitter account for that as well, @AAI support group. And then the email address is a.i.s.g@icloud.com.
Okay. You got great handles online, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And no, I did not create any imposter accounts to troll people. So whoever's running that rumor, shut your mouth, please.
Right. And on another note, if you guys are interested in a very beautiful and sweet and kind woman, who's at most has been in a relationship for 2 years, there's your chance to really grab her and, you know, right?
Rebecca said that two spirits came and visited me on Tuesday when or Wednesday when I was here, and that they both said I'm going to have twins.
Oh, awesome!
You got a psychic come in?
No, I came. I crashed one of Sam's.
No, we have a psychic show here. So,
oh, you do?
Yeah.
What's up, Sam? I want my invite.
They did like a tea party.
Oh, I was watching, and I was just like, "There's food there," and I live down the street.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so I crashed.
I want to come to the next psychic party. What the hell?
If they do another tea party, I'll invite you. I didn't know they were doing this.
Sam. Yes.
Melissa was watching. She took her time. So what's going on the station? And wrote, you know, I want to come down. I said, come down.
I'm a little scared to do a psychic, but I mean, I'll do it if it's for free, for sure. Yeah, bitch, tell me something about myself.
She'd
I don't
love
know.
To tell you, yeah.
Wait, do we have any time left? Or
No, we're totally out.
We're out of time, guys.
Okay, Danny, tell people how they can find you.
Just follow me on Instagram, XXO Danielle. All my other social media is on there, so I don't really need to explain it.
There you go. Oh, Instagram is where she lives.
It explains itself.
Yeah. Pretty much.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you all on Monday right here on LA Talk Radio.
Thanks, Sam.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.